the University of Chicago and made possible by a generous grant from the John Templeton Foundation, this is Virtue Talk, a podcast of the project Virtue, Happiness, and the Meaning of Life. You can find out more about us at virtue.uchicago.edu. Today's podcast features one of our scholars, philosopher and economist Eric Engner, speaking about his research integrating different approaches to the study of happiness and how he views this within the context of our project.
So the psychologists aren't reading the philosophers, and the philosophers aren't reading the economists, and the other way around. And so my goal is to figure out what we can learn from these different traditions in a way that makes sense of all of them at the same time.
Eric Engner is Associate Professor of Philosophy, Economics, and Public Policy at George Mason University, and a fellow of the Institute for Philosophy and Public Policy. The second edition of his book, A Course in Behavioral Economics, is due out this month.
My name is Eric Engner. I'm a philosopher and an economist at George Mason University, and I'm interested in integrating what philosophers and scientists have said about happiness over the years. It is true that philosophers have been thinking about happiness for some 2,500 years only in the Western tradition alone, and economists and psychologists have been at it for decades, or almost 100 years actually in some cases, though unfortunately, by my lights, they're not talking to each other all that much. So the psychologists aren't reading the philosophers, and the philosophers aren't reading the economists, and the other way around. And so my goal is to figure out what we can learn from these different traditions in a way that makes sense of all of them at the same time. Happiness is one of those things that people just care about. I rarely find myself explaining why a person should care about happiness. Spontaneously, we care about our own, we care about our children's, we care about our friends' and our family's happiness. And so it seems to be one of those more or less universal attitudes that we have. Even so, people often don't know that much about what happiness is. If you ask them, do you care about happiness? They'll say, absolutely. If you ask them, what is happiness? They might be stumped. And the same thing is true in the scientific literature. There are lots of scientists who are studying happiness who are still sort of unsure about what it is. And then there are philosophers who have spent incredible amounts of time drawing distinctions between different approaches to happiness, but who haven't really looked at the empirical evidence, certainly not at the systematic empirical evidence. And by my lights, we ought to be able to come up with an account of happiness that's philosophically defensible and that's somehow grounded in the empirical research that, at a minimum, doesn't have completely intolerable implications when you couple it with what we know about the world. The reason why I'm so excited about being part of this project is that my research is thoroughly interdisciplinary. I'm trying to look at the different approaches to happiness, and I'm trying to integrate them and say something that's meaningful to people from the different backgrounds. And one of the most amazing things about this group is that people come from such different backgrounds. It's such a diverse group. And yet, people have similar interests. They're all interested in happiness and meaning and how you attain it. And how to avoid its opposites. I'm learning a lot. I expect to learn even more about the religious background. Part of that is that a number of religious traditions have contributed to this literature in a way that philosophers and scientists are insufficiently sensitive to. I'm also interested in doing work that makes a difference in people's lives. So many philosophers have a reputation for living in ivory towers, talking mainly to other philosophers in venues accessible only to philosophers. And I sort of resent that. I want to do philosophy in a way that's responsive to what's going on in different domains of life and in different disciplines, but that also meaningfully contributes to them in some way. So I aspire to speak a language that people understand, even if they weren't trained in philosophy, and I aspire to say things that makes a difference to them, whether in their own personal lives or when dealing with everyday situations that they face, and in policy. So many of the people who are interested in well-being and happiness and so on are interested in it because they think public policy ought to be guided by some degree of sensitivity to what makes people happy. And obviously they can't know everything, Many of them turn to philosophers and scientists to learn more about the relevant conceptual frameworks and the relevant empirical evidence, and I would like my work to be at a minimum accessible to the people who seek it out.
You've been listening to philosopher and economist Eric Agner, Associate Professor of Philosophy, Economics, and Public Policy at George Mason University, and a Fellow of the Institute for Philosophy and Public Policy. The second edition of his book, A Course in Behavioral Economics, is due out this month. Eric is also a scholar with our project, and you can find out more about him and us at virtue.uchicago.edu. Thank you to Alexandre Navarro for our music. Tune in next time to hear our scholar and theologian, Gene Porter, who is John A. O'Brien Professor of Theology at the University of Notre Dame. You can find out more about us at thevirtueblog.com and virtue.uchicago.edu.